Today is Tuesday, July 27th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage. Both the state of California and New York City announced changes to their vaccination requirements for workers yesterday. New York City is now requiring that all city workers are vaccinated, while California will require proof of COVID-19 vaccination or weekly testing for all state workers and healthcare employees. At the same time, the Veterans Affairs Agency became the first federal agency to require that most of its 115,000 health workers get vaccinated, and they're giving their employees 8 weeks to comply. I have to say, it was actually pretty alarming for me to learn, and maybe it will be for you too, that many workers in the health field remain unvaccinated. As of July 11th, only 38% of nursing home staff were fully vaccinated, despite the fact that their job is to literally keep old and unhealthy people safe and healthy. Also yesterday, in an effort to get more of the population vaccinated overall, both Pfizer and Moderna announced that they're expanding vaccine trials to children ages 5 to 11. And I just hope these kids get some good practice in compensating for the older generation's issues, because they're going to be spending their entire lifetimes doing it. Another COVID-relevant announcement came from the White House yesterday. President Biden declared that long-term symptoms of COVID-19 can be considered a disability under federal civil rights laws. This comes as the Americans with Disabilities Act celebrated its 31st anniversary yesterday, and the Department of Education issued a document about the responsibility of schools to provide services and reasonable modifications for children with long COVID. Apparently, President Biden's schedule was full of many calls and many meetings yesterday, because he also hosted Iraq's prime minister at the White House, with the agenda of imminently announcing that U.S. combat forces will leave Iraq within the next few months. This news comes alongside Biden's announcement of a full withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, and that they will also be transferring prisoners from Guantanamo Bay with the goal of fully closing it. So overall, it seems like that was a really productive 20 years worth of wars, and you have to give them credit for trying, but in the end, even the war on terror couldn't outlast Grey's Anatomy. Amidst intensifying protests in Tunisia over its years-long economic crisis and rising COVID infection rates, the president, Kais Saied, fired the country's prime minister and froze the parliament. Some are calling it a coup, while other Tunisians are thrilled with the power grab. The president also said he was assuming public prosecutors' powers and stripping lawmakers of immunity. However, some members of parliament said that they would meet virtually, even as soldiers cordoned off the parliament building. The relevant geopolitical context of this developing potential coup is that 10 years ago, Tunisia was one of the first countries to transition to a democratic government as part of the Arab Spring, as well as the last remaining democratic government in the region. So this is quite a development, and the country is naturally divided over this new move. I'll continue to report as the story evolves. And lastly, a man who is the closest thing Donald Trump has to an actual friend, Tom Barrack Jr., was arraigned in court yesterday and pleaded not guilty to illegal foreign lobbying charges. He is now out on $250 million bail, but he's required to wear a GPS tracking device to monitor his location at all times. And he's forbidden from going anywhere other than Southern California or New York. So basically, he's getting the Jeffrey Epstein treatment. I mean, what is the point of having cash bail if it doesn't even keep a national security threat behind bars? Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements. If you're enjoying these daily updates, you can help support this show and keep it growing by pressing follow on your Spotify and or rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. And of course, I really appreciate all of your support and feedback. For more in-depth and hilarious discussion on today's most important issues, be sure to tune in to the Betches Up podcast every Monday through Friday, wherever you listen to podcasts. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.